Some two-thirds of embayments on the Cape have what's considered unacceptable water quality. And while most of our drinking water is considered acceptable, scientists are concerned about the levels of certain chemicals and other prescription drugs in our drinking supply. These details and more are part of a new study by the Association to Preserve Cape Cod, or APCC, that once again points to human influences and now climate change as degrading our local water bodies. WCAI's climate and environment reporter Eve Zukoff joins us now live to talk about the report. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning, Katie.
So the report took a look at data compiled by a number of federal and local agencies. Tell us more.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the APCC took data from places like the Center for Coastal Studies, UMass Dartmouth, Buzzards Bay Coalition, Environmental Protection Agency. And what they ended up with was all of this raw data about water quality. And they found, and it was from 150 freshwater ponds, 20 public water supply systems, that's the water we drink, and 50 embayments, which are ecologically rich areas where fresh and salt water mix. And that's actually where the really big findings come in. As you said, two-thirds of the embayments studied had unacceptable water quality. A third of ponds had unacceptable water quality. And unacceptable really refers to water clarity, levels of chlorophyll, dissolved oxygen, probably most importantly, excess nitrogen. We can get into that. And the result is really loss of ecological function, lost habitat, lost species and species diversity, increased bacterial blooms that can pose public health risks, loss aesthetic value. I mean, there are real implications to unacceptable water.
Right. And we've talked about some ponds this summer, you and I, that had toxic algae blooms, so probably related to what the findings are in this study.
Definitely.
What about our drinking water?
Yeah, so for the 20 sites they studied, the drinking water was deemed quote-unquote excellent based on consumer confidence reports, but there are emerging concerns. There are about unregulated chemicals showing up in our waters, things like PFAS, pharmaceuticals, microplastics, endocrine-disrupting compounds. We don't really have a great sense of these, and what are those acceptable levels? Are we adhering to them? So Andrew Gottlieb, I spoke with him. He's the executive director of APCC. And he said, while there are things that we can measure and interpret from this data, there are other things, maybe more important things, actually, that we can't.
We should be worried about the trends that are in place because the environmental impacts show up a little bit more readily than some of the public health impacts when it comes to the nutrients. But this is all one related system, and an insult somewhere ultimately shows up everywhere.
Right. Okay. So, you know, those are some of the big human caused impacts. And we've talked about these before with septic runoff. Where does climate change come in with all this?
Yeah, well, to be clear, the primary reason these ponds and embayments have unacceptable water quality has to do with poorly treated water, stormwater runoff, poor land use practices, so overuse of fertilizers, and most urgently, inadequately treated wastewater. That's primarily septic systems. So the APCC actually found the worst water samples were from the southern and eastern coasts of the Cape in densely populated areas with a lot of septic systems. But climate change comes into this because nitrogen in particular leaches out of our septic tanks. It works its way through our groundwater and ends up in our ponds and embayments where it fosters unhealthy plant life and bacteria from algae blooms that can be toxic in certain concentrations. And climate change, actually Andrew Gottlieb is the person who had a really great way, I think, to summarize where that comes in. So this is what he said.
I mean, anybody who gardens knows that you need sun and you need warmth for your plants to grow, and you need nutrients. And so we're providing the nutrients through these external inputs, and we're doing them in an environment that has a longer growing season and is warmer in the extremes than it has been in the past.
So does this report offer any solutions, any suggestions?
The good news is yes. Transitioning towards septic is a really good place to start, but that's at the municipal level. The individual level, laying off the fertilizers is always a good place to start working on this.
So sewering, once again, comes up as one of the big ones here to help mitigate this problem.
Again, yes.
And that is WCAI climate and environment reporter Eve Zukoff. Eve, thanks so much for taking a look at this report. We appreciate it.
Thank you.